Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
$5.25 today, we are giving away a four-pack of tickets to go see the Caps and the Lightning on Saturday night, the defending Stanley Cup champions from Tampa at Capital One Arena against the Caps, and it sounds like Alex Ovechkin is a go for the start of the season, which is awesome. So make sure you're listening. $5.25, we will tell you how you can call in and win those tickets right here on Grant and Danny. We're giving away a four-pack at $5.25 every day this week. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Washington football team survivor. But right now, we got a few minutes to catch up with Booger McFarland of ESPN. You've seen him on Monday Night Football, and last night you saw him at halftime as one of the first people at ESPN tasked with reacting to the breaking and troubling news of Jon Gruden being the recipient of coverage of emails that leaked. He and Bruce Allen here in Washington emailing back and forth. He said terrible, troubling things, and he stepped down as the head coach of the Raiders. Booger obviously played for Gruden and anchored the coverage last night. Book, thanks for the time. It's Grant and Danny here in D.C. Why don't we just start with your reaction, because you know the man personally.
Well, I think, you know, just to kind of echo what I said last night, anytime you start to deal with race, especially when it's not an opinion, it's just like these are facts. The emails are what they are. It's not a question of did John send it. We all know he sent it. So now his character is going to be judged by every black player in their locker room. And instead of getting ready for the game on Friday, we got to answer questions about, you know, do I think my coach is a racist or not? And that is something that it's tough for an organization to deal with, man, time and time again. And so, you know, it sounds like Mark Davis was going to try to deal with that. And then when the second batch of emails came out where now we are questioning Roger Goodell, we're questioning, you know, gays, we're talking about women, we're talking about former President Obama, it just became too much and something had to be done.
What were your experiences like with Coach Gruden?
John is an acquired taste. Doesn't mean he's bad. He's just an acquired taste. It's kind of like Brussels sprouts. Like, Brussels sprouts are an acquired taste for me. Over the years of my life, I've learned to love him. Good for you. I just never really liked him. It's very similar to John. John is a high-strung individual who is very, very unique when it comes to offensive play calling and his work ethic, getting to the office at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. He's not a people person, so I truly understand how he can rub people the wrong way. But all in all, John is nothing like my experiences with John were that. He's a workaholic and maybe lacks a little bit of personality.
Booger McFarland's with us on Grant and Danny. The part of this that we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about today, Booger, in D.C., as you can imagine, those emails were going to the team president at the time here, and the emails were only known and read because of the search that happened and the investigation into the Washington football team's toxic culture, which was kind of buried. I mean, we don't know anything that came out of that. We never heard a word about it. We've got a couple of these emails now because of this thing that happened with Jon Gruden. Do you think in any way this opens things back up as far as the Washington football team goes, or should it?
I don't know if the Washington football team thing has ever been closed, guys. I think, you know, they came out and they, you know, fined Mr. Snyder, was it $10 million, and, you know, Miss Snyder took over. But I think the only reason these are uncovered is because, as you guys said, they're digging into everything. Washington and Bruce Allen is a part of that. So when you got almost a million emails, guys, I think there's a lot in there. I think the NFL consciously has to decide if and what they want to go after, because you can go down a rabbit hole, and, man, and I'm telling you, there's no bottom to it. So I think at some point they're going to figure out where to stop, and I think that's for people who are at a higher grade than me to figure out. Are they going to open up things in Washington, or should I say continue to pursue? I wouldn't be surprised if they do, and then, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't, because if you open it up, you got to be prepared to go to the bottom sometimes. And I don't know if not only Washington, but maybe other owners want that to happen.
Booger McFarland with us here on Grant and Dan, another couple minutes with him. When something like this happens, where there's an exposure from something 10 years ago, right, where this occurred, nobody knew about it until kind of this moment. To me, what everybody wants to do, I think, is say, oh, we took care of it. Like, he didn't have a job anymore. It's all over with now. But I think we all know that that's not the reality. Just sort of give me your big picture thoughts, Booger, on where this league is in terms of race relations and you know, trying to make folks happy.
I think the league has done an outstanding job going back to 2014 with Ferguson and when everything started there. So you go from there until now. I think the NFL has done so many different things to try to bridge the gap when it comes to race relations, police brutality, et cetera, without going through the whole list. If they didn't do anything, or if Mark Davis didn't do anything with John Gruden, then you're going to start to question, you know, hey, we're all in this together. It takes all of us. Black Lives Matter and Inspire Change. Like, all the slogans that you see on the back of helmets painted in the end zone, all those things would start to come into question if you allowed John to continue coaching, saying or emailing some of the things that he did. Now, again, I honestly, in my heart, I don't believe John is a racist, because if you look at the emails, John said questionable things about black people, white people, women, gays. Like, it didn't matter. John just talked about people in general. And so in my dealings with him, I don't believe him to be a racist. I just believe John has a lot of, I'm not going to say hatred, but he's got a lot of dislike for a lot of things in his life, man. And I think he's got to deal with that personally. I think he and his wife have got to deal with that, because that's the man he is. And it cost him his job. Now, he's got to answer those questions, and his family's got to answer a lot of those questions also, because I live in Tampa, where John's got a home, and I assume when it's all said and done, he's coming back to Tampa. And so he's going to be living here in this town, and when you live, you got to function. And when you function, that means you're going to be a part of the community. And at some point, you and your wife got to deal and answer for everything that you've done. So he's got to figure out a way personally to deal with it. As far as the NFL, back to your original question, I think the NFL has done a really, really good job. Are they perfect? No. But I tell you what, man, this league and player relations and race relations is a hell of a lot better than it was 10 years ago.
Booger, I certainly hope that this is extreme and that this isn't language that's used all the time. But I have heard a lot of people suggest, and I mean people in football, like that maybe this isn't the only time there's ever been interactions between high-ranking officials with these types of comments or things said. What's your take on that?
I would agree with that. If you think these conversations or these text chains or these email chains are not going on with high-ranking individuals, then I got a piece of land to sell you down in Afghanistan. You know, what I would say, man, is that it's very similar to what my mother told me, guys, years ago, before I go, is that my mother simply said this. She said, son, whatever you do in the dark, at some point, you got to be prepared for it to come to the light. And I think in his wildest nightmares, John never thought that the emails with his buddies, where he's talking about some of the things that he talked about, and he probably had a few drinks or whatever, still no excuses, he probably never thought that those things would come to light. And me personally, I never thought it either, because a lot of those guys on the email, I know. And so I've had to question some of those guys myself, like, hey, what's your involvement? Okay, because now I know you. All those guys are Tampa guys. All those guys. Bruce, everybody on that email outside of Daniel Snyder, and I don't know if he's on the email, but it's his organization. But the Bruce Allen, the Ed Vrostys, the Nick Reeders, all those guys are Tampa guys. And, you know, when you live in this town and you are around the power to be, you're going to run into those guys. So it's forced a lot of us, man, to question, at the very least, some of the things that we saw. And I think a lot of people got to examine not only the relationship, but you got to examine what you do in the dark, man, because I think this goes for everybody out there listening. What would we find if we looked into 100,000 of your emails? What would we find if we looked into 100,000 of your text messages? Because we've all got friends that we are very loosely guarded with. And so I think this is a lesson, man, that we all can learn from. And hopefully, to your original question, man, hopefully the ones that are still doing this type of stuff out there, they stop. I don't think they will, but maybe they'll just find a different route to do it.
Booger, no, you got to jump, man. Thanks so much for the time with us. Great job on TV last night on this as well, man. Not an easy thing to talk about. I thought you handled it with grace, man. Great job. Thank you.
Anytime, man. Thanks, bud.
Appreciate you.
Be well. There's Booger McFarland, ESPN, kind enough to give us a couple minutes here on Grant and Danny on The Fan. Before we get into the Washington football team part of this, by the way, there's big news on what the NFLPA is trying to get the league to do on this WFT emails front. We'll pass that along in about 2 minutes. But I want to get to Washington football team survivor and set the table because we want people right now to go to Facebook and vote. So go to Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. It is Tuesday. So you guys know the drill. Every single week you give a player immunity and you send somebody home. Last week, Taylor Heinicke got immunity. He might need it this week after that performance.
Ooh.
But Dustin Hopkins, who got booted, doesn't get to come back no matter what happens. That's the way this works. So you're sending someone home forever. We start the season with one more player than there is games. We had 18 players, 17 games. If you're voting among these names, Danny, who are still standing on the island, Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Logan Thomas, Charles Leno, and Sam Cosmi on offense. And on the defensive side of the ball, Montez Sweat, John Allen, Daron Payne, Jamin Davis, Cole Holcomb, Kendall Fuller, and William Jackson III. You got to give one of those players I just named immunity and kick one off the island. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. We'll do our votes in a little bit, but first thought as you look at the survivor board today?
I'd forgotten that Landon Collins was gone. He'd have been the favorite to be removed this week. But more offenses left than defense. Again, it's not the end all be all, obviously. It's just another data point. It's another reminder that this is just not going how we thought it was going to go.
Immunity's kind of hard to give out this week. Nobody was uber impactful.
No.
I thought Payne played pretty well. Allen had a great pressure on the interception.
Gibson, a couple touchdowns. You kind of.
Yeah, but those are inside the five. He ran 3 yards per carry. McLaurin played hard, played well, mm-hmm. Normally does, but.
Curtis Samuel had 5 snaps, so those were good snaps.
5 whole snaps?
Yeah, I mean, those are good snaps.
And at some point, he's going to be in trouble, I would think, if he just can't stay on mm-hmm. the field. But go vote, Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. All right, so this just came out end of last hour of the show, within the last 15 minutes. The Players Association plans to petition the NFL to release the rest of the Washington football team emails. This is from Mike Florio of PFT. Maybe we can get Mike on the show. I'm going to text him and see if maybe we can get him on. In July, the NFL managed to conclude the Washington football team investigation and to conceal specific results from it. Now many have been pushing for transparency in the WFT situation. Goes on to write, the events surrounding the resignation of Raiders coach John Gruden, sparked by the selective leaking of emails he sent to Washington's former president, Bruce Allen, have sparked a growing outcry for any transparency on the question of the investigation into the team. The Players Association is now joining that course. The statement that they released, I believe it was through Mike Jones of USA Today, our buddy. We have had communications with the league and the Players Association plans to request that the NFL release the rest of the emails. An NFL spokesperson told Jones that the league has no current plans to release the emails because confidentiality was an element of the investigation into the Washington football team and workplace review. I don't think they're going to release the emails. I'm not even sure that they should release the emails. But what should happen is that something, so far it's been nothing, has to be done to provide some transparency of this investigation. We harped on this the day that it ended. We went nuts about this when all that happened was a Dan Snyder fine and they just said, let's all pack up and move on. But this is a story again because we accidentally found out, based on the couple of emails we've now heard, that there was something super shady going on with the team president on the company email.
Again, not a single person that has to do with the Washington football team, then Redskins, over the majority of this time, has dealt with any consequences. Before the investigation launched, a couple guys resigned because they knew some bad stuff was coming. And be honest with you, maybe they made a mistake because nothing may have ever come public. We know nothing. There was an oral report, like a book report style, just to make sure you read the book, delivered in the office, and that was it. There's nothing written down. All the stuff is private. It was basically, just trust us, we got this right. Dan Snyder, pay $10 million and you're totally punished, but don't miss a single snap from your owner's box. There's been no repercussions, and it was ridiculous then. The NFL knows it's got the greatest drug in the world, football. I'd forgotten about it while watching football. Football's so delightful, I love it so much. They know they can do whatever they want. And they're thumbing their nose at people that give a damn about
this.
Here's
what I want to know.
Yeah.
How did these emails get out?
Yeah.
Who leaked these emails? The NFL.
I got some ideas.
Needs to either start caring about who leaked those emails or understand and acknowledge that there's already been a breach in the confidentiality. And a lot of people think maybe someone with the NFL leaked the emails. Now, why they would, I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. I have a hard time believing that Roger Goodell or someone at the league headquarters, just to screw John Gruden over because he was mean to Roger Goodell and said terrible things about him in those emails, that they would leak those. I mean, you're making one of your organizations look awful. You're making the product look awful. You're dragging it into, you know, being associated with racism, misogyny, all these things that get linked to John Gruden after those emails. I have a hard time believing the league would want that. But who leaked these emails? Why did they leak these emails? Who gained from this? I'm really interested in that. And I think it's important specific to when we talk about the rest of the emails, because if the NFL is going to say, well, we're not going to release emails because there's confidentiality involved, well, not anymore. I mean, the emails are starting to leak.
Sure.
The New York Times was able to get their hands on them. The Wall Street Journal. I mean, the Washington Post has to be working hard at this, I would think.
Absolutely.
There's going to be people digging. Who leaked this? Why? What was to gain? And, you know, how did it get out? And are more going to come? Because I don't think the league is just going to hand any over. That's not going to happen.
Well, this is the tool here of ownership. Remember, Dan Snyder and company, just they love NDAs. They love those non-disclosure agreements so much, and there were reports kind of throughout this entire investigation about how they were just refusing to let people out of those NDAs to conduct a full investigation. That was one of the things that was out there. Not necessarily confirmed, but just offering that up. They love to hide behind confidentiality. That was supposed to be one of these conditions, which meant, ultimately, that you weren't going to be able to have any real teeth to this investigation. If you knew at the end of the road, it was just a song and dance to say that you did, and they just hoped everyone to move on and play your fantasy football, and here comes some gambling ads, and kickoff is great. Yay, home team. That's all they wanted. They wanted this thing to be over. They got their wish, and we've forgotten about it. Well, until this comes out, just kind of to your point, a leak happened. The idea that that leak is already shut off, I think, is naive. And trying to figure out who benefits leads me to a couple guesses. I think it'd be irresponsible for me to give you those guesses on the radio right now, but I've got some guesses as to who might have benefited.
So who lost out? Who got screwed, right? And
John
I don't
Gruden.
Mean screwed in the terms of he's a victim. He is paying the price for something he did, mm-hmm. right? There are consequences for his own actions. But he's out of a job.
Yes.
Okay? Bruce Allen looks really bad.
Yep.
Bruce Allen looks terrible. So my thought is always to think, well, okay, who wants John Gruden out of a job or screwed, or who wants Bruce Allen to look bad? But there's just so much more to this than that, and even though you probably wouldn't think so because this has been so bottled up, a lot of people, league headquarters, that investigation, Wilkinson's firm, have probably had access at some point to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, you know, where did this come from? Why these emails? So 650,000 of them exist.
Yes.
And 649,000 and, you know,
945.
91. They looked at and they set to the side, but there's a handful where John Gruden's being a crazy guy saying terrible things, and those are the ones we're going to release to the public. I'm missing something here.
Yeah. So,
and by the way, God forbid anyone finds out what anyone said in Ashburn for years and years and years and any of those actions.
Precisely.
That investigation, it's like it never happened. Oh, you guys don't need to know about this. $10 million. Don't worry about it. But all we found out from that search is now that a guy who wasn't in football using his Hotmail account, because he's, you know, he was using a Hotmail account because he's John Gruden.
It's a lock,
and probably
yeah.
doesn't have a Gmail yet. He'll get it in like 15 years. It's like, how do I use this instant messenger, Deuce? But like he's on his Hotmail account sending emails to Bruce Allen, and he's the only guy from that entire investigation.
That's what's blood-boiling about it.
Got in trouble?
The only fallout, the only repercussions had nothing to do with the Washington football team. It's a guy that was calling Monday Night Football games.
There were changes. Remember, the investigation happened, and Dan Snyder went from owning 60% of the team to 100% of the team.
Oh, yes. So there's your punishment.
And his wife became the CEO.
There's your punishment.
So Dan Snyder went from owning 60% of the football team in this investigation to owning 100% of it, and he was able to name his wife the CEO. That's what happened on his side of the ledger. Meanwhile, Gruden,
tough stuff there,
will never coach in the league again, probably never have a job in the public sphere. I'm not defending him or saying he should. I'm just saying
that's where we are.
The investigation wasn't about John Gruden. 800-636-1067. Pretty unbelievable that we found out last night, not because the league wanted us to know that Bruce Allen did this, but just because John Gruden was getting in trouble and it was just one of the lines in a story about John Gruden, that the team president of the then Redskins allegedly was sending topless pictures of cheerleaders, the team's cheerleaders, you know, some of whom came forward and told their stories for this investigation to Gruden before he got back into the league. Going to get your reaction to that and what you want to see done next as far as the WFT side of these emails. You're listening to The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
G&D on The Fan. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
I'm at Funny Danny.
One more sleep until the Caps open their season tomorrow night at Capital One Arena. We'll be at the game. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you will.
I will be at COA to watch the good guys and the New York Rangers. Should be fight night all over again, I think. Tom Wilson's going to have to play hockey at some point, but they went out and acquired a plethora of dudes to fight.
Are these guys going to be there the whole year? Because the Rangers are supposed to be pretty good. These guys that are like the pro boxing circuit that they have employed, right. Are they just going down to the minors after this?
I think they're going to do a little bit more of the pro boxer circuit in this game, but No, these are players that will be on their team. They're not good players, but they're guys who fight and are big and rugged, and yeah, they're going to be on their team. I think, to your point, they've got a really nice blend of like super skilled, fast skaters who can put the puck in the net. You've seen Mikko Zibanejad, who had a 4-goal game against the Capitals.
He's so comfortable against Washington, by the way.
Loves playing against the Caps. But then they've got a bunch of these other dudes as well. But it was the Tom Wilson offseason for them. They want to make sure that 43 never embarrasses them or punks them again. So they'll drop the puck tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We've got tickets to Saturday's second game against the reigning cup champ, Tampa Bay Lightning. We got a 4-pack of tickets for you. 5:25 today. You got to be listening here on Grant and Danny.
Pop quiz time. What place Capitals have the blank best odds to win the Eastern Conference, according to what I'm seeing from BetOnline?
Ooh, that's a great game. You know, I'm going to go lower than traditionally you would think. I'm going to say this is to win the Cup.
This is to win the Eastern Conference.
Okay, good clarification. I will say they have the 6th best chance to win the East.
9th best chance to win the East. Lightning, Leafs, Bruins, Islanders, Panthers, Rangers, Hurricanes, Penguins, all ahead of the Capitals. Any objections in there?
I slightly object on the Penguins. They always are around at the end of the year.
They're almost like Cowboys of the NHL, exactly. Right? People just bet on them. Yeah.
Again, Sidney Crosby's late to start his season and not 100% healthy. I think some of that is that Backstrom's hurt, and some of that is that Alex Ovechkin, who's going to play, is now super banged up because he got hurt in their last preseason game. So I wonder if that changed anything. But they're older, man.
They're older, man.
I just watched them the other night at home, and I thank God a couple of the kids made the roster. Connor McMichael, they need that youth.
They need some youth jolts in there. It's like a top-heavy roster.
Three guys who were like 22 and under that made the team. One on defense, two up front. And I think both McMichael and LaPierre could help them a lot. But they needed that. They just needed some dudes that aren't 34. But it's kind of what you remember. It's like an older, slower, physical, rugged team.
Do you have that Kuznetsov give a damn pill that you were going to give him?
I don't have that pill.
You know the one where he just gives a damn and he's good?
He did a nice job in the exhibition game against the Flyers. He left a puck in the defensive zone that Cam Atkinson immediately got and put in the back of the net on a ricochet. So I was happy about that. We're back to regular season form for Kuz.
That's so fun. At least he's paid a lot.
So much money. All right, let's get to the phones. 800-636-1067. The question for you guys is, you saw what happened. John Gruden said awful things. John Gruden has resigned, right? He emailed these things privately 10 years ago. Now, I know a lot of people want to have the conversation about emails from 10 years ago and whether or not you should get in trouble, but he said what he said, and there are consequences for it, and he no longer has his job today. That's the part on this show that we're going to choose to care about, okay? More importantly, in D.C., and I'm making a very specific point to just sports talk radio in this city, Danny, Bruce Allen was on those emails.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Allen allegedly is sending him pictures of new cheerleaders for the Washington football team, of which he is the team president. These emails were discovered. Supposedly, by the way, I read one thing yesterday where they looked at the emails like after the investigation was closed. Or if it's still open, after the investigation got to a point where Roger Goodell said, here's the punishment for Dan Snyder. The emails, mostly since then, have still been being sifted through because there's 650,000.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of them.
So how can you punish Dan, and how can you come out with
exactly
your end game to this whole investigation before you've even read all these emails? What if you say, hey, it's a $10 million fine. Everything else that we have speculated or that people said might happen is not going to happen. And then you find this email that's just the most awful thing you've ever read and terrible, and it's the smoking gun. So that is backwards in and of itself. But we wouldn't even know about this if not for somebody wanting to bury John Gruden.
Is this what the league hired Beth Wilkinson to do for a year? Is to get to the bottom of what John Gruden may have sent when he was Monday Night Football color commentator?
They wanted her to find out what John Gruden had said from his personal email so that he would be fired in 2021 as the head coach of the Raiders, apparently.
I mean,
because that is what was accomplished.
That's what we've got.
By that months-long investigation. Now, they found a lot of things out, probably. None of them made it to the light of day. Why not? What'd you find out? I mean, the NFLPA is imploring the league to release the emails. You and I both know they won't.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think they should. I'll bet a lot of people would disagree with me on that. But like, I don't think someone just wanting you to do something is a reason in an actual investigation where a lot of people put their names and their necks on the line to do something. But that's very different from having zero transparency. That's very different from not knowing a single word that was said at any point by anyone involved in those emails that work for that team.
It's a very interesting philosophical question that you bring up, by the way, about what should be made public and what should not be. In a perfect world on this, we would have a report. If we had a report, I think I'd agree with you.
That's what I want, by the way.
Yeah, if we had something where they say, because again, this is the same league that put out 250 pages on Tom Brady and the footballs. They did 144 pages Richie Incognito bullying. They did 150 pages on Richie Incognito. We can't get a single paragraph summary on Dan Snyder and decades of alleged impropriety?
Not a single word.
It's a mockery. It's ridiculous. So if we had a normal procedure where we had a report that me as the member of the public could make my own judgment, I'd go, you know what? A lot of private correspondence is in there. There's no reason to give it away. Now, because I have nothing, I'm going, release everything.
No, I know why you're saying that.
You know what I mean? But in general, I agree with you.
I would ask for the same thing. Like, fan me, guy that just wants to know what actually happened.
In general, I agree with you.
But my point is, you can want to know for this investigation that hasn't been solved for a relative who was murdered or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to know what you know right now.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense for me to let you know all of the things that I know, and I'm not going to do that.
I get that.
I understand why you would want to know, because I'm not doing enough, I haven't solved it, all of those things. I think that's kind of where we are with this. But Pandora's box was opened wide up again yesterday.
Yeah.
Whether the league knew it was going to happen or not, that's why I want to know who leaked this. Whoever was involved in the leaking, whether they knew it was going to happen or not.
I think that's a huge point.
They thought this was just going to be the John Gruden story. This is, number one, the John Gruden story, and number two, oh my goodness, you said this wasn't that big of a deal with the Washington football team. You fined an owner an amount of money that he'd pick up the tab on when he's like in another country on his yacht with four people for a weekend. That was you telling us, hey, this wasn't actually that big of a deal. And the only thing we've heard, by the way, this isn't just about emails. Emails, the 650,000 of them, are like one of, you know, that would be three pages of a 96-page report, probably.
Yes.
But just a couple of those emails, I would not have assumed that Bruce.Allen@Redskins.com, with his team president signature, is sending pictures of the boobs of cheerleaders to John Gruden. That's the allegation last night. When you hear that, how do you not think, oh, the league knows more than they're putting on. Oh, the league has something. They had this and just thought, this is not worth doing anything about.
Yeah, I mean,
what else did they say that about?
I mean, they've done this. They destroyed the Spygate tapes. They had a party like in Office Space when the guys have the printer at the end and they all demolish it out in the field.
Yeah.
They did that years ago. When they don't like it, when they need owners protected, they'll go to great lengths. When it's a player involved, look for the 100 pages about what Ray Rice did.
Did Tom Brady take a little air out of that football?
243 pages in the report. Never forget that.
Let's go to Umir and Woodbridge on Grant and Danny. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up, man?
So, when I heard you say that you might have had some people in mind of who could have leaked the email, my question was going to be to inquire who you think it might be, but I agree that it probably is a little bit irresponsible on your end to do that. So I totally understand, but thinking about this more and more, the wool was over our eyes. There is a lot more that we need to know. Are we going to get that information? Probably not. And honestly, man, it just seems like it's a never ending ship here. And we've seen it happen already once in the NFL where they did kick out an owner. And if there is any owners out there that may need some attention taken off of them, I don't know, maybe the Jaguars, for instance, Or, you know, just speculating a little bit more. Maybe some of the folks that lost their percentages.
So, but here's the question then. How do they get access to those? You know, like this is an investigation that Wilkinson did that the league headquarters has. Shad Khan, and then I'm not getting into the game of guessing who leaked who, but I'm just dismissing that one as saying, like, what is another owner? A, it's not a thing. It's not what happened. But B, like, another owner is not trying to in any way get involved in
that. They don't want
that
precedent.
They're running from this.
Yeah, they don't want the precedent. The only way it happened to Richardson was it came out elsewhere. Like, other people had it.
Yes.
The league has this from start to finish.
These owners are turning their eyes with anxiety going, oh, please not me next. Don't look me in the eyes.
That's always what this was about.
Don't search my emails.
100%.
Nick in Alexandria, what's up? You're on Grant and Danny.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. Thank you again for taking my call. In the days leading up to the leak, D. Smith's position as executive director of the Players Association was in jeopardy, and it was going to be up for a player vote because players allegedly were discontented over the fact that he was more league-friendly.
You're right.
And so the leaks come out. Suddenly, if you're a player who wants to vote D. Smith out, you can't vote against that guy anymore because there's too much public sway or going on because of the nature of the leak of the emails. And so who benefits from D. Smith remaining the executive director? Well, of course, D. Smith, but also the league.
So I saw that theory. If not for what happened after, I might actually be inclined to think someone leaked it on the behalf of, you know, D or whatever. But after that, couple days go by, game is played. Looks like Gruden weathered the storm for the most part. If nothing else happens.
Awkwardness at the podium, and then we moved on, right?
Then you have another story, and it's not about D. Smith at all. The D. Smith stuff came and went. This is now, he also said these things about a female cheerleader. He also said these things
about Michael Sam,
the first drafted player who was out as being gay. None of that has anything to do with D. Smith and happened after he was already voted back in. So that kind of, to me, throws that all out as that was just coincidental timing as far as I'm concerned. 800-636-1067. The WFT side of this is kind of where we're focused, which is, does anything change in the way of what we were able to find out? I mean, is there going to be more coming? Does this, like, shake a tree and maybe an apple falls or something? That's the question now. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At 5:25 today on Grant and Danny, we are giving away a four-pack of tickets. See the Caps and the Lightning Saturday night. Capital One Arena will be the second game of the season. They open on Wednesday night. So make sure that you are listening right here, G&D, 525. Get back into Ron Rivera's comments about the Washington football team's expectations being so high coming in after last year. He's on with the Junkies today. Need to delve into how this defense can even begin to watch the film and think they got an idea or a plan or a chance against the Kansas City Chiefs. All coming up on The Fan. Right now we're reacting to the news yesterday that John Gruden resigned as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, which in and of itself wouldn't really be relevant to Washington. But he had to resign because of emails he sent to Bruce Allen when he was the team president of the Washington football team. And those emails were divulged based on the investigation into the WFT and the toxicity of the workplace. We were told nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
And I'm paraphrasing. But based on the punishment, we didn't find what you thought we were going to. Like, we looked into this. There's not a whole lot. And all we do know is just based on a couple of these emails from this John Gruden fiasco that it sounds like the team president may have been sending inappropriate pictures of cheerleaders to his buddies. So now you have to wonder, wait a second. Care to tell us anything else about this investigation? Let's go to Chris in Springfield. Hey, man.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I think you guys just touched on it. I think the fact that the media is now calling for the release of this report, it coincides pretty neatly with the embarrassing sign that the DEA was in Redskin Park last week. You know, and now the NFL can have their sacrificial lambs. I think they're the ones that released the report or the emails, and they can say to the public, look, we're doing the right thing. We're forcing an owner out. We're turning a new page, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they can save face and just shove Dan Snyder aside, which I'd be happy for.
But, Chris, why wouldn't they have done this months ago then? Thank you for the call.
Thanks, buddy.
They had a chance to do that. When they came back and said $10 million fine, he wasn't even suspended. I mean, they'll tell you. He'll tell you.
Yeah, he made sure to let everyone know.
I'm just doing this on my own because I'm a nice guy and I want to step away and I want to put myself in timeout. So my wife's going to take over. But the league didn't force him out.
Yeah, they let him take on more debt than anybody else ever has to get 100% ownership.
Yeah.
There's no way they let him do that if this was a foreset. I mean, listen, the entire reason I was fascinated by this whole thing, in addition to wanting justice for the alleged victims, but that was the hope, right? Snyder goes. That's what we're all looking for.
There was never one second.
And that
where
was
I thought,
never
I mean, there's just
happen.
Not a precedent for it, really. Right. I mean, Jerry Richardson's the one example. But that was him directly involved. And if I remember correctly, and I read that thing years ago, like he was actually linked to having harassed people and reached over to a seatbelt and weird
the
stuff.
The audio was the audio. Now, it's somebody else had that. Not a,
well,
the
that's
league,
Donald Sterling.
Well, that's
too,
what
yeah.
I mean. The league controlled this information from Jump Street with Ray Rice, with whatever else. It was all public, so they had to make all these big shows. This was all behind closed doors at all times.
Kevin's in Centerville on Grant and Danny.
Hey,
Kevin, you're on the fan.
Hey, Grand Danny, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Good.
So, Danny, I'm going to give you a reference that I'm sure that you know. Grant, I'm about 0.5%. He doesn't know this reference.
Give him a shot. Give him a shot.
So, Grant, have you ever seen The Professional?
I've not.
The movie. Okay. There's a scene where Gary Oldman is really ticked off that, they haven't gotten John Renault's character, and he goes, "Get me everybody," and the guy's like, "Everybody," and he goes, "Everybody," and he yells.
It's a 10.
I haven't seen that scene.
Oh, it's so good.
I didn't know that's the
movie. It's Freak Out Oldman.
But
it's his best.
Because I'm a Gary Oldman guy. He's just everything he does is an Oscar type movie. Yeah, I have seen the scene.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and that's what I want with these emails. I want every email. Every email needs to come out. And to me, at this point, there have been no real repercussions, right? So what we need. If we need to nuke the entire thing, the building needs to burn, the stadium needs to crumble to the ground. It's a horrible stadium anyway, but everything just needs to, it needs to be a fresh start. We need to wipe it off like Noah's Ark style, just wipe it off and come back and repopulate and just figure out from there. But because nobody has learned their lesson. If heads need, other owners' heads need to roll, then other owners' heads need to roll. Roger Goodell's head needs to roll because he is hoping to cover all this up.
It'll never happen, though, right?
Kevin, what you're saying is what you want. That is just so unrealistic. Like, Goodell gets paid, last time we heard, $40 million a year.
To take these bullets.
By those owners.
Uh-huh.
To make sure that he protects them. And so when something like this comes up, well, John Gruden can be fired. No problem. John Gruden's not an owner. Yeah.
Albert Breer uses a great analogy in his piece where it's cattle versus ranchers. Players,
like
coaches, anybody else, cattle.
He
That's
was the
expendable.
First time I saw with the line last night where he goes, this is a nice lesson on cashing the people that cash the checks versus the people who write the
who
checks.
Who write them, yeah.
Let's go to Scott in Silver Spring on the fan. Hey, Scott, you're
hey,
on
Scott.
G&D.
Hey, fellas, what's up, man? I'd be shocked and just floored if any of this stuff is ever made public, because the league, I mean, they could care less about Daniel Snyder. They wanted to sweep all this under the rug, as they did. But you got to believe, out of all those emails, Gruden's not the only one Allen's communicating with and sending, you know, those kind of emails to that are involved with the NFL, whether it be other executives, owners, whatever. And whether they're just trying to protect other owners, execs, or just the product itself, we're never going to see this stuff.
Agreed. Unfortunately, I agree. And this was the case in July when they did this, or didn't do this, as the case was. Nobody else wants this to happen to them. No other owner is going to say, well, here's the precedent. If the public doesn't get the result they want, eventually our correspondences will be made public, or somebody videotaped me or recorded our audio or this. They want all of this stuff to go away. They're now part of that fraternity, the most elite fraternity in the world of 32 billionaires who have to be in. You don't have to be competent. Just be inept. Cash your checks and watch the value of your multi-billion dollar property double every 10 years. That's how Dan Snyder has done this. He's been a terrible owner, and it's now worth 5x, 10x what he paid back in the late 90s. And he's been incompetent and at times malicious. That's all you have to do is just sit there and everything works. They don't want that interrupted for anything. And that's why it's not going to come out. I'm with you.
At 4:25 right here on Grant and Danny, we're going to delve into whether or not Washington is in a mode to win right now. After Ron Rivera suggested, you know, that last year set them up maybe for unrealistic expectations, and I'm paraphrasing. But they're getting ready to embark on an unbelievably difficult stretch. They're about to play what I'm calling the varsity portion of their schedule. So we'll get into that at 4:25. Next, your Blitz. Caps have set their roster for opening night tomorrow. Talk to Ben Raby. Major League Baseball playoffs ongoing, and there's some news on the Nats coaching staff. Catch up with Craig Heist and the Washington football team, the latest out of Ashburn. There's all kinds of things going on to ask Rick Snyder about right here next on the Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.